Aninu. Because maybe today is going to be a weekday, Yisrael Aninu. And even if today is really Rosh Hashanah, still it's in place really to say Aninu. Because really on Rosh Hashanah, on the Tom HaShachar in the morning anyway, they used to say the real Shir, Shel Shachar, of the weekday. It's only that on Thursday they made a takana to say Hasiraisi. So since anyway Haninu really is in place to say, therefore when you have a doubt whether to say Haninu or to say Hasiraisi, here we said Levi and True sang Haninu in the morning, and if it came out that Adam came late in the day to say that they saw the new moon last night. So it came out today that it was really Rosh Hashanah, it's not so bad. Because since today is Thursday, anyway, the Shir of the Yom in the morning is Haninu, therefore here the Levium would sing it Misafik. But it could be in other cases. Like Lamosha, the case before was by the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, if they had a doubt which Shir to say, it could be they would not say anything. Moratanya, we have Yehuda Oimim Mishum Rav Akiva, Barishon Mahayu Oimim. What's the Shir Levium used to sing on the first day of the Yom? Rishon used to sing, like we say, La Hashem Oratzim Aloya. Al Shem Y, Shekon HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired the world. Vehikna, he gave it over to the people. Vehisholot Balamai, he was the only ruler. There were no Malachim yet the first day. Vashemi, on the second day, Mayawayman, what do they say? Godel Hashem HaMahulam Yod. Al Shem Shechilat Maisav, he divided, Rashi says, the Rekiah between the El Yod, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Tachta on the earth, or Malach Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of everybody. Vashlishi HaYoyimim Elokim Nitzav V'yadas Kel. Al Shem Shegil Oret, because the world was uncovered. And Rashi says, on the third day it says, Vateru HaYabosha, they were able to see the dry land, the Chochmosai, Vehechin Tevel Adosai, he created, he established the world, the earth, for the people. For the Eidah for Klai Yisrael. Barevi HaYoyimim Kel Mekomis Hashem. What are they going to do in the Koma? Al Shem Sheborach HaMolavona, because Baruch created the sun and the moon on Yom Revi, V'yosel Liporim Yevdeim. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu eventually will give back punishment to the people that worship his sun and the moon. So therefore, it's called Nekama on Yom Revi. But Chamishi, what do we say? Yom Chamishi, Yom Rim, Haninu Lakim Uzenu, why? Al Shem Shaboru Eifas V'dogim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created on the fifth day fish and the birds, L'Shabeach L'Shmoi. In order that they give Shvach, they give praise back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rashi explains that when the people will see the nice birds and the nice fish, they'll give back Shvach, they'll praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'ashishi ha'yoyim, what do they say? Ba'ashishi ha'ashem molach ge'esh lovish, al-shem she'goma molachtoi, u'molach aleim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the Briyas Olam on Yom Shishi, created Odom Rishon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the king over them. Ba'ashvi, what do we say in Yom HaShvi? On Shabbos ha'yoyim, mizmor shil Yom HaShabbos. Why? It means l'yoyim shakula Shabbos, the day that will be complete rest. The day here means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day, which is 1,000 years. But Rashi says, She'osed Olam Liyaschoros, the world will be destroyed. V'yein Odom V'chol Hamlochas Shevetet Aloi Tzayim Oimim Shir Shal Shabbos. On that day we say the Shir Shal Shabbos. In other words, the world will be in existence at most for 6,000 years. And then the next day, like the 7,000th year, the world will be destroyed. Mubichoros, Mubishavas. So in that 1 year, that one day like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day, which is ours, 1,000 years, that will be Shabbos. That's called Yom Shekula Shabbos. This is the way Rabbi Kiva learns. So Gemara says now, Omer Rabbi Nechemya, Nechemya argues and says, Ma Ro Rabbi Kiva, that our Gemara says, Ma Ro Chachomim, some say, Ma Ro Rabbi Kiva, Lechalek Ben Afrokim, Halol, to make the difference. To say the first 6 days, we're saying about what happened. And on the seventh day, we're talking about what's going to be. So Reb Nechemi doesn't like this. Elo therefore he learns they're all talking about what already happened. Barisha, like we said, Shekon HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, V'hikna, and gave it over to Hishtet Balom, he ruled over the world. Ba'asheni, Shechilik Ma'isav, he divided up the Rekiah to the Yenim and the Tachtonim. O Molach Aleim, he ruled over them. Ba'ashlishi, Shegil Eretz B'chokhmos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uncovered the earth, we finally saw Pateru HaYaboshem, V'hikna, he prepared Tevel, the like ground, La'adosa, for the people to live on. The Revi, we say that Mizmor of Kel Mekomos Hashem, like we said before, Shebora Chama Levona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the moon and the sun, the Yosef Liporin will eventually give back a punishment, Mayevdeim, to the people that worship the sun and the moon. The Chamishi, Shebora Oifes V'dogim, L'Shabeach L'Shmoy, to give praises back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'ashishi, Shagam Malachta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the Briyas Olam, Omolach Aleim, we say, Hashem Molageus, like we have before. But Bashri, what do we say on Shabbos? The same thing, Mizmor Shir, but why? Al Shem Sheshavas, because the Kodesh Baruch rested on Shabbos, the first Shabbos of the world. So Nehemiah says even Shabbos goes back to the first Shabbos of Bria Tzolom. So the Maror Kemitz will give the Machlekes now between Rabbi Kiva and Nehemiah is for the Rav Katina. The Yomer Rav Katina of Katina says Shisha Alfei Shani. This world could be in existence for 6,000 years. Heavy Alma. This world. The Chad Chorav, and after that, for 1,000 years, the world will be like the deserted. Will be Chorav. So that's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva holds like Rav Katina that only 1,000 years the world will be resting. Shenema, the Pesach says, "V'niskav Hashem levadai b'yemu." In that day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's b'yemu means 1,000 years. Omer Abaya, but Abaya says no and says Trei Choruv. For 2,000 years, the world will be desolated, will be destroyed afterwards. Shenema, the Pesach says, "Yachiyenu miyamayim." He should keep me alive, not for 2 days. In other words, there'll be 2 days that the world will be destroyed completely, which in Hakadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, 2 days is 1,000 years. So therefore, Reb Nechemya can't learn that Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos goes on the Yom Shekula Shabbos, because it's not only 1 day that will be destroyed, resting, but it'll be 2 days that will be destroyed. Therefore, Nehemiah learns, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos goes on Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis. This is the Shir Levim used to say, B'Shas Shachris, in the morning, by the Talmud Shal Shachar. Now the Gemara asks, B'Musvei de Shabbat and Mahi HaYomim, what special Shir Levim say by Musaf on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Omar Reb Onan, Barov Omar Rav, Chaziv Loch. So Rashi explains this means the Pasha of Hazinu. In the Pasha, the Sedra of Hazinu, they were divided up into 6 different Torahs. The Yom Rav Chonin Bar Rovo, Omar Rav, Kederach Shechlukim Kan, the same way we lain, Hazinu, we divided up the Shir itself into 6 Chalukim, Kachalukim Beisa Knesset. Or the same way the Levium divided up, that's the way in Shul also by Shabbat Hazinu, we give out the 6 Aliyahs. And the 7th Aliyah, that's after the Shira. But that's the way they divided up the Shir to say on Shabbos by Musiv, is Pashas Hazinu into 6 different portions. Alright, turn over. So Mincha de Shabbat to Mahayoimim, what Shir did they used to say by Mincha by Shabbos? Rabbi Yechon said, Oz Yashir. They said Oz Yashir up until the Micha Moicha, that was one. Then Micha Moicha till the end. And then the Oz Yashir, the second Oz Yashir, the Torah says, but Ali Be'er, that's the other Shira. The Rashi says, Oz Yoshi Yisro, the Ali Be'er that was in Bamidbar Chof Aleph. Now we have a sofa like this. Hani Kulu, this that we say by Musaf, they said the Hazinu in 6 Prokim, and by Mincha they said these 3 Prokim by Oz Yashir, Bechad Shabbat Amilu, that they say all of these things every single Shabbos, I don't know, maybe no, called Shabbat, the Shabbat Amrichad. Each Shabbos they said only one portion of it. So it comes out that by the cycle of Musaf would be 6 Shabbosim. After 6 Shabbosim they finish the cycle once, and by Mincha after 3 Shabbosim they finish the cycle once. So Torah Shema coming here, the Tani we learned. Omri Rav Yosi, Achirishoino Oineris Achas, by the time they finish the first cycle of Hazinu, Shniyah Chazereshtayim. The Mincha cycle already finished twice. So Shema Mina, Mira Tzoraya, the Kol Shabbat, the Shabbat Amrichad Shema Mina. Each Shabbat is said only one portion. Therefore, the cycle of Hazinu, which took 6 weeks, by the end of 6 weeks, by Mincha time, they already finished their cycle twice. Because the cycle by Mincha is only three portions. So therefore in 6 weeks they did it twice, whereas in the morning by Musaf they only finished it one time. You see clearly each Shabbos they only say one perek each Shabbos for Shabbos. Mor says Vaita, Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Idi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Esa Masoyis Noso Shechina. 10 Masoyis, like 10 travelings, the Shechina when it left the Beis Hamikdash. Shirash learns it means Vishas the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, by the Chubah, the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, the Shekhinah didn't just go away at one time. It went away in 10 different, Masoyah, 10 different travelings. And Mikroy, these things were Sudashim from Sukkim. Uchinegdon, Golso Sanhedrin. Rashtun, this goes on the end of the base to meet the Shasheni, when Sanhedrin Hagadela went into Golis, went from place to place, he also traveled 10 different places. And that's only from the Gemara said like that. Now, Esther Masoyah is not the Shekhinah. When the Shekhinah left, it went away slowly in 10 different travelings. Mikroy from Sukkim. Now traveled first Mikaporis Lekruv. At the beginning Hashem spoke from the Kaporis, and then it only spoke from one Kruv. And then we have the Gerus to Mikruv Lekruv, we shouldn't be Gerus, some take it out. Or Mikruv Lemiftan. Then the Shekhinah went from the Kruv until the door thresh. So our threshold by the door. Or Miftan Lechotza. Then it went from the Miftan, from the door, outside to the Chotza to the Azorah. Then it went to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Then it went to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. From the roof it went to the wall. Then it went to the city to Yerushalayim. It left the Beis HaMikdash altogether and went to the Yerushalayim. And from Yerushalayim it went to Har HaZeitim. From the Har HaZeitim it went to the Midbar. From the Midbar also the Yashuvim Koimah. Then the Shechina went back to Shemayim, went back to upstairs and left this world. Shenem and the Pasuk says, Eilech Hashuva Mekoimi, I'll come back to my place. Now, Wodashi Mikaparis Lekruv, Omikruv Lekruv, Omikruv Lemiftan. How do we know this? Tichsiv. Punarati Lechoshom Vidabati Yitchem Alakaparis. That's the way it was in Mitchila. Bizman the Beis HaMikdash was the Kiyumom, the Shechina spoke me Alakaparis. Tichsiv, another Pasuk says, In Yecheskol Vayarkav Al Kruv, Vayoev, Mashmoni on the Kruv the Shechina came. Another pasuk says, "V'kfoyd alakay Yisrael na'alam yalakruv." Asheroy olav el miftan abayis. It says it went closer to the miftan, to the door. To see the Shechina left the kruv and then went to the doorpost, the door threshold under the door. Only miftan lechotzer. How do we know that? It went to the chotzer to the azor. The chiv v'yamalay abayis tezonin. The hachotzer maleya es noiga kfoyd Hashem. So that's the Shechina now went to the chotzer only into the azor. Mechotzer lemizbech. How do we know it went outside the mizbech? Chitzer and the chiv. How do we know the Siv Toiv L'Shevas Alpinas Gag? It went to the Gag. Then Migag L'Choymet to the wall. The Siv Hini Hashem Nitzav Al Choymet Onoch Michoymet. Then Onoch. Then Michoymet Lir. How do we know the Shechina went from the Choymet to the city to Yerushalayim? The Siv Kol Hashem Lir Yikro. From the year Lahar from Yerushalayim went to Har Hazeitim. The Siv Vayal Kvod Hashem Yal Toich Ir Vayamod El Lahar. Hashem Ikedem Lir, that's on the east side of the city, which is Har HaZeitim. On the Har LeMidbar, the Siv Toiv Sheves Boritz, Midbar, it sat in the Midbar. On the Midbar, also the Yashuvim Koimai, from the Midbar, went up to Shemayim again, the Siv Elech Hashuvah Mekoimi. The Omer of Yechanan, Shisha Chadoshim Nisak Foshuna Yisroh BeMidbar. The last 6 months, the Shechina waited in the Midbar, maybe Klai Yisroh will do Tshuva. Shem Yafzu B'Tshuva. They said this 6 months is from Yud B'Tavis, until Yud the Tammuz. That's when Melech Bobel came into Yerushalayim to make a Choriv. Those last 6 months, the Shechina was waiting, maybe Christ would do tshuva. Kivon Shilei Chozru, and they didn't do tshuva, Tipoy Chatzmon, like a burst by itself, the Shechina left completely. Shenema V'Eni Rishon Tichlenu, Omenois Ovat Minhom, with Kvoiso Mipach Nefesh. Now, Kenegdom to also Sanhedrin, Migmara. From the Gemara, we know that Sanhedrin, Rash learns by the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, when it was Choriv, the Sanhedrin had to travel 10 Masois. Milishka Sagozis. First it was Milishka Sagozis, Mamish in the Beis HaMikdash, the Chanus. Then it went a little bit further to a Chanus to a store. Or the Chanus to Yerushalayim. Then it left the Beis HaMikdash and went to Yerushalayim. Or the Yerushalayim Liyavna. Or the Yavna, the Sanhedrin Gdala went to Usha. Or the Yusha Liyavna, went back to Yavna. Or the Yavna Liyusha, back to Usha. Or the Yusha Lishofram. Or the Shofram Lishorim. Or the Beis Shorim Lishiporim. Or the Tiporim Lishferia.